Anya couldn't help noticing that the same black van had now passed their position for the third time. She had never trusted black vans. Work vans were usually white, personal vans were any color but black, but black vans always meant trouble. And a black van driving back and forth in a garage full of empty parking spaces made the hairs on the back of her neck stand at full attention.
Ben, I hate to say this, but that black van that just went by seems to be looking for something, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was us. Can you pull yourself together for one more mad dash?
Do I have a choice?
Afraid not.
Okay. Your adrenaline's a wonder drug. What do you need me to do?
Just keep your eyes peeled for that van.
What are you gonna do?
Get us a little ground transport.
Anya got to her knees and started prying at the side window of the Mini.
What are you doing?
Shh, watch for the van.
Are you stealing that car?
No, I am borrowing this car.
It only took Anya a moment to force the small side window open, reach inside, pop the lock, and squeeze under the steering column. She pulled the wires down, and that's where she encountered her first hiccup.
Damn.
While she had hot-wired a number of vehicles in her time, this was the oldest car she had ever attempted. Usually, the wires were conveniently color-coded. These wires were all gray. If she cut the wrong wire, the car would never turn over, and they would have to cross to the nearest car, which was inconveniently parked about 50 feet away in full view of any passing mercenaries cruising the garage.
Ugh.
That's when she looked to the heavens for inspiration, and she got it. Well, not so much inspiration as a slap in the face from the keychain hanging from the ignition.
Ben, hop in. We got ourselves a ride.
Are those keys? Who would leave their keys in the car?
A very considerate man or woman who has unintentionally saved our bacon. Here we go.
And here they come.
The black van had just turned the corner, and its headlights beamed right into the Mini's interior, blinding both driver and passenger for a moment. But there was no way Anya was going to get caught in a Canadian parking garage by some mercenaries in a conversion van. The Mini lurched forward. There was only one way out, and it was right past that van. Aiming the car for the small space between the van and an inconveniently parked Suburban, she knew she could thread the needle. Well, mostly. The car took the corner like a pro. In the mirror, she could see the van turning around much quicker than she had expected. She took the next corner at speed, but there was only so much the little car could do to outrun the van.
Do something!
I am open to suggestions!
Turn now!
Where?
Right! Turn right!
They now found themselves in the underground mall they had left just a few hours before.
There's Forever 21!
Eyes on the road!
What road?
Dozens of shoppers leapt out of the way, parcels and shopping bags flew into the air as the tiny car swerved around potted palms and trash cans.
They're still back there!
While Anya was doing her best not to commit vehicular manslaughter, the van plowed straight through a kiosk. She needed to find a way to bring this chase to an end and get the panicked archaeology professor to safety. Anya knew that the life of misadventure was not to everyone's taste. While Ben had been game for nearly anything up to this point, it took an extraordinary set of nerves to manage this level of extended stress. Up ahead was the food court. While she wasn't looking forward to plowing through tables filled with diners, it did provide the first space to turn off since entering the mall.
Hold on!
To what?
Anya downshifted, then wrenched the steering wheel all the way to the left, stomped on the brakes, and yanked on the parking brake. Fortunately, the diners had had time to escape before the car slammed into the tables. The tiny wiper struggled in vain to clear a smorgasbord of international entrees from the windshield. Anya poked her head out the side window and forged ahead. They were now passing the van on the left. The van started to brake, but splashed down in the central fountain.
Yes!
If they had been on a road, they would have driven off into the sunset. But being underground, their escape options were few.
Out now! Run!
They were now running down a hallway. Ben was carrying the scabbard like a baton in a relay. He was a pretty fast runner for an academic, though Anya was sure adrenaline was a contributing factor. They turned a corner and found themselves in the midst of a construction area. Plastic sheeting hung down from the ceiling and steel scaffolding blocked their way.
Hurry! Follow me!
They turned to see a smartly dressed Indian man waving to them from what seemed to be an access door. Anya could hear the heavy boot falls of the mercenaries coming from around the corner.
Who are you?
Right now, I am the man who can get you out of here.
Great!
Ben started towards their would-be savior.
Ugh.
She followed Ben through the door. The mysterious man slammed the door shut. They were now in a large loading area behind the stores, much like the tunnel they had used to gain access to the retail break room.
Stay here!
The mystery man ran to a large forklift, which he deftly maneuvered in front of the steel doors leading into the mall. His barricade was in place not a moment too soon.
Why should I trust you?
Miss Creed, your stubbornness is indeed formidable.
Ah! Anya! Trust him! Trust him!
Just give me your name!
Varun, now please, there is a need for urgency.
One of the bullets pierced the propane tank that powered the forklift.
It's leaking. That can't be a good thing.
Follow me, quickly.
They ran down another service corridor until they reached a large cargo elevator whose doors were propped open by a 2x4. They entered. Varun kicked the board into the hallway and hit a button on the control panel marked R. Once in motion, they all fell into standard elevator social space behavior, slightly exaggerated. Ben and Anya huddled shoulder to shoulder against one wall, while Varun stood calmly in the opposite corner, watching the floor numbers count off on the LED display. Anya was frantically running scenarios in her mind. If she pulled Joan's sword in the close confines of the elevator, too many bad things could happen. The mystery man could be armed and start shooting. Ben could get shot or cut by the sword. And this Varun guy was so calm and radiated such an odd aura of goodwill that she couldn't discount the possibility that he really was rescuing them, for whatever reason. They found themselves on the roof of Place Ville-Marie. Above them was the familiar rotating searchlight, and stretched out around them were the bright lights of the Montreal skyline. Before them was a small helicopter, poised for flight.
They will take you wherever you wish.
What about you?
I have made other arrangements. Your pursuers still need to be taught a lesson about proper behavior.
Why are you helping us?
Karma, Miss Cree.
With that, he took a step backwards into the elevator. Left with no other choice, Anya and Ben made their way to the helipad and entered the helicopter.